That's the pipe. And see that? See that kind of gray metalish piece towards the concrete? There's like a lip there. That's the repair.
How's it holding so far?
It's holding great. We finished the weld before sunrise. We did a pressure test, and we're now opened it up, and the water is flowing east at the maximum rate. So the treated water is heading into the metropolitan area. The emergency backup has been shut off, and the system is now purging itself. And the next obstacle is the water quality testing so that we can ensure that the quality of the drinking water is safe to drink.
And why might it not be at this point? If that's the treated water and it's coming through, why not just lift the order?
You have to be extra cautious, that's all. And it's a very important decision. People take for granted the quality of the drinking water, but it's an awesome responsibility to make sure that it's safe to drink. And so we're going to be literally taking hundreds of tests throughout our service area in every community to guarantee that the water is safe to drink before we make a recommendation to the secretary and to the governor to lift the boil order.
Have there been other problems with the pipe? I know that you were worried that the rupture caused some other issues with it.
Nope. The pipe has been fully inspected, a visual inspection, a listening device inspection, and other ways they look at it, and it's running great.
That's great. So how long will it take to run all these tests on the water?
I don't want to speculate because I don't want to give any false hopes. We'll have to see what the results are. We started testing yesterday, and they require 24 hours for the samples to incubate in the lab. So we'll start getting some test results in this afternoon.
Was this a pretty easy fix? I mean, they were concerned this could go on for weeks.
It was a very difficult fix. And fortunately, Governor Patrick and Mayor Menino cleared all the bureaucratic obstacles out of the way for us to get the job done. We were able to bring in a contractor on an emergency contract. They were able to locate a piece, a replacement piece. And our staff, we had the engineering staff, some of the best engineering firms in the world here working on it. They devised a plan, and they implemented the plan. So, yeah, we were afraid it was going to be weeks, and it's 36 hours, and the water's flowing. So it's a testament to the men and the women who designed it and worked on it.
Have you found the piece that broke to try to figure out what happened?
We can't find it. I mean, the power of this eruption, which created this huge crater in the ground, is immense, and we believe it probably blew out into the Charles River somewhere.
So you're still looking at it, and you think that might give you a clue as to why this happened in the first place?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we haven't spent much time worrying about why up to this point, because we figured every minute that we're trying to figure out why was a minute wasted against the effort of getting it fixed. So now that we have it fixed, our focus now is on the water quality. We get the water quality issues stabilized and get the boil order off, then we'll worry about what happened and why.
But so far, so good.
So far, so good. I mean, I would like to, if I could, apologize for any inconvenience that we have caused because of this. This is one of these incidents that everyone's worst nightmare in the water industry, and it happened. But I have to say, all the various pieces of government pulled together, the public was notified, and I'd also like to thank you, the media, because you became the major conduit for public information on what was going on. So I think it really worked well.